7:50. It's 10 minutes before 8 o'clock. What should we do?
We're looking for... Oh, here he is. Mark Cuban. Oh. He's here. Come on. Hey, we're on Facebook Live.
We're on
Mark
Facebook
Cuban
Live.
Is here. Welcome. Yeah,
come
good
in,
to see you.
Down.
Good to be back.
Sorry.
Thanks
not
for joining us.
Yes, sir. Good to have the Cubes in the studio with us.
How good for the Cubes
you,
to be back.
Like President-elect soon?
Yeah, well, you know, for my dorm floor, yeah, you know.
So we have to ask you, and
sure.
I know you're answering this question every place you go uh-huh. now, but you made a comment last week
uh-huh.
That in Atlanta that you would definitely run for president
if
you were single, and that's not the question. The question is, I would really like to be talking to your wife.
Yeah.
I'll just go over at home.
It doesn't go over real well at home at all.
I mean, she said, are you telling me that I'm keeping you from...
No, it's more like, I'm glad you're listening. You know who's in charge.
Yeah, she'll be the final decision maker in whether you do run or not.
Yeah, if the family's not all in, you can't do it, right? It's a family endeavor.
I can't imagine any family being all in for that.
Well, my son is, and I have a 14-year-old daughter, so the idea of having 24-hour Secret Service protection of my 14-year-old daughter.
That's pretty cool.
That's coming around. My wife's coming around on that.
Keep her in line.
Yeah,
definitely.
Exactly.
That's for sure.
You know,
oh,
goodness.
We were talking with UNT political science professor Greg.
Is it Michael Greg?
Michael Greg, yeah. Thank you. This morning.
Uh-huh.
And this came up, and I'm thinking, you know, this is absolutely the perfect time for Cuban to get into, because everybody hates the Republicans and Democrats now.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right.
An independent, and you can attract
now how
both
I'd end
sides.
Up running will depend, because a lot can change between now and then, right? So,
right.
But I think you're right that there's a lot of people who have a lot of animosity towards
right.
both sides,
right?
And because neither gets anything done, and I think, look, I'm not going to sit here and talk about the president one way or the other, but what I will say, he's someone who's coming in and trying to get politicians to do something they're not good at,
right?
Which is action, and so. And I think if I were
and to
going
think for themselves and speak
yeah,
for themselves.
Yeah, little things
and all
like
that
are difficult. So if I were to do it, I'd take the perspective that I'd have to come in with a program that I created myself.
Mm-hmm.
So literally, if I'd have a defined healthcare program, I wouldn't say, well, I need something from Congress.
We're going to work this out.
This is the program
it's
that
your
I'm
plan.
Selling. It's my plan
have
that
you come
I put
up with
together.
It yet?
I'm working on it and
see?
I'm getting it scored, right? And I think it'll work. And it's not built around insurance. And so I think the big problem with healthcare right now is that it's based on insurance, and insurance has nothing to do with healthcare. If you gave the,
right.
if you asked an insurance company what they would do with their last dollar, help somebody get healthier or put it in their pocket, they're putting it in their pocket. It won't, any healthcare plan built on insurance won't work. So we've come up with an alternative. Taxes, right? You know, it's all built on theory right now. And so you say, you know, conservatives think one approach, Democrats think another approach. They both have their economists. I would go out and ask. So with the current tax plan, I'd be calling up the top 5,000 CEOs of profitable companies and say, if we lower your taxes to 20% effective net rate after all the changes in simplicity, which I like a lot, then will you increase the wages of your hourly employees? Yes or no?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because if you're not willing to commit to do that, what's the whole point of lowering taxes to try to help working class families? It won't work. And so trying to do things that take advantage of the technology, that take advantage of the interactive world we're in, I think that's the skill set that I can bring.
You know what you're talking about is what we have going on in our house when I'm trying to get the dog to leave the cat alone. So you both live here.
Right.
We love you both.
Right.
We need you to get along.
Yep.
And coexist.
Exactly right.
So
do you believe in single payer?
No. Do not. Because at the end of the day, there'll come a time when, a decision will have to be made on, you know, increasing the debt ceiling. And that's the life and death decision.
Right.
And you can't put that on Congress. You have to have a solution. And single payer still, because there's so many uncertainties on how money's allocated, et cetera, that I don't think it'll work. But again, there are better solutions that enable people to take control of their own health care, but cover 100% of our population people who don't have insurance, who can't afford it, there's ways to support them to get them healthcare.
Got to tell you, Mark, you're making a lot of sense, and I'm getting a little bit excited about this.
And let me just tell you, the Mavs start Wednesday night.
Now, see, what
I'm
going to say next
about
is,
the Mavs.
After this season, you're going to have to divest yourself of the basketball.
No, but you know what? I wouldn't divest. I'll give Trump credit there. The difference between me and him, though, would be I would be transparent, right? Because I have so many private companies sharked, over 150 investments, and because they're all private, to try to invest them would hurt those entrepreneurs, hurt the valuation.
Right.
It would be,
right.
You know, you can put them in a blind trust and that's fine too. But I'd be transparent. I have no problem. You can see my taxes. You can look at the financial statements of all these companies. You can look at my financial statements. I don't care. Right. I'm rich. I got enough money.
Yeah.
Right?
You see?
It doesn't bother me one way or the other.
I don't care. You're not out being Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah, that's brutal.
All right.
But
let's
the thing
talk
about
the
Dallas Mavs is, you're starting the season Wednesday.
Wednesday, yep, against the Atlanta Hawks. 214-747-Mavs for tickets or Mavs.com. And let me, you know, before we talk about the team, one thing that we focused on this year, we've got 4,000 tickets that, and I misspoke last interview, 4,000 tickets that are priced $29 or under, and so anybody can come in. They're great tickets. You know, you can afford for your family. We've got 2,000 that are 19 and under. So, and 1,200 that are $10 and under.
Wow.
And so there's always something that's affordable for everybody. We're cheaper than going to some high school football games. And so we,
really?
That's the way I want it to always be.
I've been saying for the last week, $19. You can't get into the parking lot at AT&T Stadium
for
anywhere near that.
Their average parking cost is higher than our average ticket cost.
Yeah.
Look, I'm one of the luckiest guys in the world. Financially, I'm blessed. I'm set. So I'd rather make it fun at the arena. I don't need more money. I want the Mavs to win. I want people in Dallas to be able to afford to come and have a great time and be entertained. And so Wednesday we play the Hawks. Friday we play Sacramento, and then Monday we play Golden State Warriors. So there's something for everybody over the next week.
Two out of three wins.
You never know. I think we're going to surprise people. I think we got a lot younger. Dennis Smith is the real deal.
I was going to ask you about him, and Rick Carlisle honestly seems a little excited, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, it's really weird, right? Because he's starting a rookie, and Dennis can be that good. I mean, the guy is probably the fastest player in the league. He's got he has a 48-inch vertical. That's like jumping over a 4-foot person. I mean, it's crazy.
Going up 4 feet.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy to watch him play. He's exciting. Dirk is back for his 20th season. I think Harrison Barnes is going to be, better. Wesley's going to be better. Dennis and Dirk will make everybody on the team better. So I think we're going to surprise a lot of people. We'll be a lot of fun. We'll be, the hardest playing team in the NBA.
How much longer is Dirk going to play?
Definitely this season, obviously, but I think he's going to try to go one more after this if he's healthy, because I think he wants to set the record for most years with one team.
He wants that ring.
Oh yeah.
I was going to ask you, though, one of the things that people don't put enough value on, I think, in professional sports or any other business for that matter, is chemistry, team chemistry.
No question.
And I was going to ask you about that. How do the guys get along?
Great.
Do they appreciate being together and all that? Because that's what the Cowboys have had going the last couple of years.
Yep, there's no question. When guys like to play together, then they like to spend time together and go out to dinner together, you can see it on the court.
They spend a lot of time on the road.
We spend a lot of time traveling together. And I think last year we had some issues, and you were very observant, because there are a couple guys that were a little later in their careers that weren't as excited about working out. Now Harrison shows up at 7:30 in the morning for workouts. Dirk shows up just to say he can, and probably because he doesn't want to feed the kids. and Dennis Smith is right there with him. Dorian Finney-Smith, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, down the roster. Seth Curry. It's a great group of guys. People are going to be excited to watch him play. And, every single guy that comes on the Mavericks, by their second year, they've got their own foundation. We're doing community work. We got the Mavs Foundation. So it's not just about play on the court, and that's their connection. They're out there in the community.
Awesome.
Seth Curry started his own entrepreneurship program, and he's out there going to some of the poor schools in the Dallas School District teaching entrepreneurship. There's just every one of us has got something, so we really try to get connected.
You've been really vocal and outspoken about the whole kneeling controversy in the NFL. Are we expecting to see anything taking place?
I doubt it. Yeah. I mean, you just never know, because I don't know what the other team's going to do. But, in talking to our guys, I told them I'd give them whatever platform they need. If the goal is to send a message, then let's put you in front of a camera and let you convey your message, and then we'll broadcast it.
You don't have to do it during the national anthem.
Yeah. Look, right? I'm okay with it happening in the national. I'm going to stand up and I'm putting my hand in my heart, and so is everybody in my family.
Yeah.
So is the organization. But at the same time, and actually we're doing this really cool video that's a tribute to the flag that we're going to show before the anthem. But, you know, my dad was in the military. He's in the Navy. My uncle was in the Air Force, and they were always very clear to me that we have to accept dissenting opinions. That's what makes us different. And even though it might be something that doesn't make us comfortable, that's when you see how great this country is, because we can accept people that make us feel uncomfortable. So I don't see our guys doing it. I'm not going to stop them if they try, but we're going to do everything possible to have a tribute to the flag, because it's that important to the organization.
Unfortunately, we are running out of time.
I hate it. I could be in here all day.
We could talk to you all day long. That'd
Mr.
be awesome.
President almost elects.
Yeah.
So, where can we get tickets again?
214-747-MAVS or MAVS.com. And like I said, 4,000 tickets at $29 or less. So it's really affordable.
All right, good deal. And you're going to be donating some of the proceeds
yes.
on the 25th,
so
right?
The game of the 25th, all single tickets, anybody goes and buys a ticket, we're donating 100% of those proceeds to help Puerto Rico.
All right, Mark Cuban, thank you so
much. My pleasure,
always.
Guys. You guys
Great
are always
to see
amazing.
You, man. It's 8 o'clock at KLIF.